Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Really hard to put into words, but IU Vice President, Director of Athletics Scott Dolson said this morning, this is an exciting day. Coach Tom Allen, beyond excited. First kids to tee it up the weekend of October 24th, a just reward for Tom's crew of Hoosiers, who certainly have been able to keep their focus and have attacked workouts, waiting for this day to arrive, and so here it is. We're 38 days out. Less than 5 weeks after pushing the game and other fall sports to spring, in the name of players' safety during the pandemic, the Big Ten changed course earlier today. Each team will have an 8-game schedule. The Big Ten said its Council of Presidents and Chancellors voted unanimously Tuesday night to restart sports. The emergence of daily rapid response COVID-19 testing not available when that group decided to pull the plug on the season helped obviously to trigger a revote, and again, it was unanimous. Long-awaited blueprint, the clarity, has finally arrived on this 16th day of September. Reds look for 5 in a row in a 4-game sweep of Pittsburgh tonight, pregame at 6:30. Our thought for the day, well, a mental note, practice optimism. A lot of that today. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we had that memorable North-South football game back on Friday night, North-South Rivals Week. Continuing these next couple of nights, we had volleyball on Tuesday. The golf teams getting together and playing the Bloomington Country Club tonight. First time in 4 years that David Prawl won't be coaching Bloomington North. He's at South. And they're 7th ranked, 9-0-1 with 7 shutouts. And the visitors tonight at the Cougar Complex, 7:30, against Jeff Thomas's 4-4-1 maroon and gold booters. And Jeff was in purple and white last year, working under then head coach Ian Rickerby. David talked to me about the transition, and it's really been smooth, and obviously, you know, the numbers don't lie.
There's more girls at South, I think. You know, we had a lot of talented girls at North. You know, we have a couple real goal scorers, but there's 5 or 6 girls that could really go score. There's goal scorers all the way through the squad, really.
He's guiding the South girls this fall, David DePrawl, back at his high school alma mater, tonight at 7:30 against Bloomington North. Tomorrow night, it's the boys' turn at 7:30, South at North. Our thought for the day, patience is a virtue. Virtue is a grace. Reds and Pirates close out the series tonight, pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.